Nobody knows that there was less than 300 people in Wounded Knee during that whole occupation, 71 days. You've never been told that 80% of the people that were in Wounded Knee were women and children.
Clyde Belcourt of the American Indian Movement, 30 years after the armed occupation of the tiny village of Wounded Knee, South Dakota, by members of the American Indian Movement, Lakota residents are speaking out about the truth of what happened there and its impact on them. Wounded Knee residents tell what they remember of the first night and the days after.
They had a civil rights meeting over at the Calico community. We went into that building where they were having that meeting. Their people are just leaving, so my dad went in and asked where they were going, and they said they were going to Wounded Knee.
My sister pulled in. She said, "They're taking over the store," and I looked outside, and there was a caravan, a car, like headlights coming down the hill.
We heard gunshots, and all of a sudden, you know, somebody came in, told them that they took over that church and the store.
And they said, "You can't enter it, just go on home." So we did that, but that night, we heard a lot of commotion going on.
And they said the police were coming in. And everybody's a little bit confused and a little bit frightened, and nobody really knew what was going on. All night long was just confusion.
And then the next morning, they said they had taken over the houses those white people lived in that owned the stores and the museum.
The whole place was just completely torn apart. And everybody just walking out there, everybody just over there taking food and whatever, helping themselves.
That next day, I went over there. And then my dad, I had to go see him, and said the aim took over.
Caught in the middle, residents got flak from both sides, the American Indian Movement and the government forces. Not only was their community occupied by men with guns, many residents were also forced out of their homes and community into a life of further hardship. Residents share their memories of their experiences during the occupation.
They said they were going to put up roadblocks, so all residents that want to get out have to get out. They told me not to come back here.
Uh-huh. But you lived here.
That's what I told them. But they said, "You can't go back in there." I said, "Where are you going to go?" So I said, "I'm going to Nebraska." I came back here anyway.
If you had a place to go outside the reservation, relatives, you know, outside the community, you could go there.
My mom would say in the middle of the night, she'd grab us and say, "Get up and go downstairs. They're having a gunfight again." So we have to get up and we all go down there. When the gunfire's over, we come back up.
Like I said, I was like 41 days.
41 days.
We didn't have any food then. And so we had to sneak out.
Some went to relatives, you know, in other districts. Tribal government or the BIA set up trailer homes in Pine Ridge. So they called it Little Wounded Knee, and a lot of the people lived there.
And my brother was still in here. He was the last one that they took out of here.
Mm-hmm. Did they charge him? They filed charges against him?
They did.
Do you remember what those were?
Obstructing what?
Justice?
Yes.
Something?
And they got my dad for that too.
After enduring the disruption of their lives by the occupation, residents recall what they came home to afterward, as well as making their call for support in the healing of their home, Changpe Opi Teoshpaye, Wounded Knee Community.
We shall live again. We seen this big old sign that you enter at your own risk. There may be booby traps that have that on there.
A lot of these houses got burnt down during the occupation, and so a lot of stuff got destroyed during that time. They were told houses were going to be replaced. They never got none of that stuff. And it's been like this for 30 years.
And after the occupation, the people in our community were all split. A lot of them were from one side, and then a lot of them were from the other side.
They have to put their differences aside for this. And they have to pay attention to the people here.
The people who have benefited from Wounded Knee are
the name.
The occupation, mm-hmm. or their involvement in the occupation, bring something back to the community.
Something good.
Yeah,
needs
something
to come
good.
Back. Honorable. They have to be honorable with this too.
To my way of thinking, I think this community needs a big healing.
We pray about these things, you know, we go to sweat lodges and we pray, we offer tobacco and food.
The kids that are growing up, you know, maybe we can set an example for them, whether we go working together.
To learn more about the efforts to rebuild the Wounded Knee community, you can visit their website, www.changpeioptayoshpaye.org. That's spelled www.changpeoptayoshpaye.org.
Sing them kind of songs no more.